In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
We've been waiting to talk about this one. It's on the Disney Plus.
Which everything seems to be these days.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's called WandaVision. That in itself is a brilliant little name.
And it's worth pointing out that I think it's been 18 months since the last new Marvel Studios produced. I'm not like a New Mutants came out and all that, but I'm talking about like when I say Marvel, what people think of. Spider-Man Far, Far From Home, I believe, was the last new bit of Marvel we had. And it has been a minute since, I mean, and at one point you were getting 2-3 releases a year. For a while, like ABC had tie-in television shows. I want to say since the separation between Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2, this is probably the longest period of time that it's been for new Marvel Studios material, however you want to name it.
So, for those that don't know, this is The Scarlet Witch and Vision. I just found out that the actress who plays Wanda, the Scarlet Witch, is the sister
of the Olsen
of the
twins.
Yeah. Had no idea.
Wonder why they didn't get her for Fuller House. I mean, she can definitely pass as an Olsen, seeing as how she is an Olsen.
Yeah. And Paul Bettany is so many delightful things, and he gets to really, he's a treat in WandaVision. And for those who don't know, Vision is formerly, not Giles, formerly...
He was his robot butler.
Yeah, but what's the name?
Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Yeah.
So he was formerly Jarvis, a little bit of Ultron, all of Vision.
Now...
Sort of, kind of.
Correct me if I'm wrong, he has also had the longest tenure in the Marvel Universe, because technically he was Jarvis in 2008's Iron Man. Is there any other actor that has made it into three separate decades in the Marvel Universe?
That I don't know.
Because you would have, like, Iron Man 2 was 2010, so anybody after that would still only be two. So you would have to have been in the first Iron Man in order to qualify for it. RDJ is out. Maybe, I mean, Jon Favreau, maybe because he plays...
Maybe.
Like, whenever, I'm sure he's going to probably appear in... He'll appear in something, but Paul Bettany may be the first to be the...
Agent Carter?
Has she appeared in anything? 2021, you would have to appear in 2021, is what I'm saying. Like, this is third decade of Marvel Universe.
She appeared
stuff.
In Endgame.
Right, but that was 2019.
No, it wasn't. It was just last week.
It sure seems like it.
I know, right? Okay, so what this is, first of all, whatever it is, I'm sure they're going to renew at least one more season. But I have to comment that the people creating the first three episodes that have dropped are paying such beautiful homage to a type of television that no longer exists, and not just with the writing, but with the actual sets or the lookalike sets of The Dick Van Dyke Show and The Brady Bunch and Bewitched. And it's just lovely.
I mean, especially if you, like, I didn't get to see a lot of that stuff, like, first run. But if you, like, I saw a lot of it on, like, Nick at Night or just in syndication and what have you. But, like, they are doing a really good job of aping a lot of this stuff. Like, without, like, being even prompted, I'm sitting there, like, there's a scene, and I think it's the first or second episode, where Vision is going for the footstool. Mm-hmm. But instead of doing the Dick Van Dyke tumble, he phases and just walks through it, which is, it's almost kind of a weird kind of homage to it, but nodding at the fact that this isn't a traditional sitcom at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wanda starts doing some very Bewitched-esque
that was nice.
Stuff. Like it, without just completely like carbon copying it, it's doing a lot of nods. And I'll be honest, like, I don't think anybody expected the show to go this direction.
Oh, no, not at all. And as my oldest, who watches it with us, said, I can't wait to see what happens next. I was like, I don't know what they're going to do with it.
That's Tanner and I watched it. And basically, like, he's like, I don't understand it, Dad. He goes, but I can't wait to know what happens next. Because,
and that's fabulous.
Like, and we're just sitting there discussing it going, well, what's that voice? Like, who's that? What is this?
So what you have is you have, so far, three separate sitcoms that they've appeared in, and they, Wanda and Vision, are living in this small community, and they know all of their neighbors, but some weird things happen that are very subtle, but
that are not,
very weird.
Not Dick Van Dyke, Bewitched, right. Or Brady Bunch-esque.
And she just had twins.
And when we say just, like,
yeah, like
she did it in what was it, 9 hours?
Yes.
10 hours, something like that?
And so that's so many questions right there. And you're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about what is worth watching on TV. And right now, on Disney Plus, it is definitely WandaVision.
And that's not just because Mandalorian isn't showing new episodes right now.
True. And you can always watch Mandalorian
Correct.
Again. Ooh, speaking of, what if they got our friend Timothy Oliphant to pop in?
Listen, Timothy Oliphant can appear anywhere that he wants to at any time. Like, and you have my seal of approval. Is it a Golden Girls reunion? Sure, yes. Put him there. That's fine with me. I don't care what it is. Is he on the Home Shopping Network? Great. Put him there, too. Timothy Oliphant only makes things better.
He does. He's not in this, though.
No.
So, at the very end, and I'm not going to say this is a spoiler because, well, it's not a movie, and it's not the end of the series, but...
And nobody knows what's going...
And,
like,
and truly,
I can't spoil it because I'm telling you, like, I have read comic books since I was, like, 6 or 7. And I'm still, like, I'm guessing that they're lifting some plot points from, like, House of M or, like, some of the really early Avengers stuff. But, like, they're not doing it as a direct adaptation. So this is just me guessing. A lot of it's going, okay, well, this movie's coming out then, and I know this actor's in it, so maybe it's going to connect, like... I really have no, I am just, mm-hmm. I am in the dark. I am just feeling around looking for a wall or a doorknob. But like, it is not explicitly directing you toward anything.
No. So in this third episode, one of the neighbors named Geraldine disappears after she says all of this stuff that is true about the Avengers and Wanda and that.
She
normally,
name checks Ultron.
Yes. Then she's gone.
Wanda reveals that, like, she has a brother that died. And mm-hmm. then the character who is in this, at this point, a very Brady Bunch feeling sitcom says, that's the one that was killed by Ultron. And you're just sitting there going, huh? Okay, whoa. Okay, this is not like... You know, she just got hit in the nose with a football, and now she can't go to prom. Like, what's happening now?
So this is my husband's theory up until that point. Because, see, after she disappears, she appears on the grass, surrounded by...
Thrown out of
military.
Something that looks like it's cloaked or shielded or something.
Agents of Shielded. He thinks...
Except it's a sword. Which S.W.O.R.D. is actually an organization similar to S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Marvel Universe.
And they are dropping a lot of the H1, the bad guys.
Hydra.
Hydra. There's Hydra stuff everywhere.
And they've got commercials that look like vintage commercials, but they're not. Like, again, it's name-dropping stuff like Hydra it's like you don't know what anything is exact, like nothing is as it seems to be.
So until I saw the end, where my takeaway was there's some manner of force field, let's say, and this community is in the force field and the outside world knows about it and the military is guarding it and that she popped out of it. That was my take. My husband's take is since Vision was snapped away.
Vision was not snapped away. He had...
Oh, that's right.
He had his stone ripped at... Like, Vision was not snapped. That's the
right.
reason he didn't come... That's why he didn't come back. Like, Vision's dead.
You're
just
right.
Like her brother, Quicksilver, is dead. Neither of them were snapped away. They were killed in the process of the Avengers films. I mean, that's...
Nerd check, you win.
That's worth noting about, like...
But the point is, my husband made was, she cannot come to grips with it because it was because of her. He forced her to remove the stone in order to save the world. So, in essence, she had to kill him. And so she's created this safe place in which to live, is what my husband thinks.
And her powers, like, basically, like... In the comic books, and I'm assuming that parallels in some way, she essentially creates her own reality at one point, like making mutants the dominant species.
Mm-hmm.
And they did just acquire the rights to the X-Men and all of Marvel's mutants now. If you're looking for a good way to introduce mutants to that and not have to go around the fact that you go, wait, the Marvel Universe has been around for 12 years. How have we never heard a guy with knife hands or somebody that can control like magnets or like somebody that like controls like the weather? Like, how have we never heard? Why didn't they show up when like all the Infinity War stuff was going on?
Mm-hmm.
This is
been handy.
This is a good way to do that. Plus, Scarlet Witch is also supposed to show up in Multiverse of Madness, which is the Doctor Strange Part 2 movie.
And when does that not come out?
It's hypothetically 2022.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm saying, like, if she's bringing people back from the dead, and this is about the multiverse, they also cast Quicksilver from Fox's X-Men series doing something at Disney+. I'm saying her brother Quicksilver died. Obviously has the ability to bring people back from the dead in that Vision is now alive and well and living with her on, you know, the sitcom lane, whatever the name of it is. How far outside of the realm of possibility, seeing as how she can literally bring people back from the dead, is it that she brings back Quicksilver but somehow accidentally brings the wrong Quicksilver back? Or who's to say this Vision isn't from an alternate universe? Like, he looks like our Vision. We assume he is. He looks like Paul Bettany. He sounds like him. But is that the Vision from Age of Ultron,
right?
Infinity War, Civil War? And, I mean, like I said, it's obvious that the multiverse will come into play at some point in the Marvel Universe. I'm wondering if this isn't kind of a prologue of some sort for Multiverse of Madness and possibly the introduction of the X-Men. But again, I'm just speculating here because I have no idea what's going on in this show.
I mean, WandaVision is brilliant in that they can pay homage to, let's say, 20 more other classic type of TV shows. And then where's the story?
All the while, like, their Marvel Universe. And
yes.
I'll say, Marvel has never done anything like this. Like
Marvel, Law and Order.
Like,
dun, dun.
They've opened the door to that now. Like,
yes, I mean, they could do anything.
They can literally do any kind of sitcom they want to, like, or television show, or mm-hmm. if they want to make it, like, Rescue 911 or Unsolved Mysteries, like, Paul Bettany can show up and just be like, on the night of July 19th.
I kind of see
maybe
him as,
you can solve.
What's his face over the fence, and you only saw his eyes and his hat?
Oh, Wilson.
Yes, I could
from
see
Home
him
Improvement.
As Wilson.
Well, I mean, that show is game now, too.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I remember being so entertained by something that
what if
I
they put
absolutely,
in Full House and brought in her sisters?
That would be interesting. But I would think if they were going to show up, they would have shown up for Fuller House. How insulting would that be, like, if they show up on her show and, like, the producers, like Miller Boyette, are just like, what's up? Like, we... That's not cool.
So WandaVision is, as you can imagine, great conversation fodder.
The last time I remember being this confused and so entertained at the same time was Lost.
Yes.
I mean, like, just stuff would happen and you'd be like, was that a polar bear? Was that a smoke man? Did they just blow that up? Is there a hatch down there?
Is there
what is going
hatch?
On
Why
now?
Are they pressing the button? Just...
Yeah. Now, hopefully the ending is more satisfying than Lost ultimately ended up being. But mm-hmm. at this point, Kevin Feige and company have a really good track record.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming WandaVision does actually lead to something, and it doesn't X-Files me. And at the end of the series, you're just like, wait, that solved nothing. What was that about?
Mm-hmm. One would hope. So I can say you don't have to know anything about anything to enjoy WandaVision. There is no advanced knowledge that you need. And it's only more fun that I recognize the shows they're doing, but you don't have to recognize the shows they're doing in order to enjoy it.
Maybe. And I'm assuming most people have seen the Avengers movies at this point, considering each Avengers film has made $1 billion plus, if not $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the fact that these films are popular, that's I think that's academic at this point. Maybe watch Age of Ultron. Maybe check out Infinity War. Both of them did pretty good at the box office.
Yeah, pretty good.
But yeah, you really don't need anything. They supply you with the kind of backstory as much as you need to really mm-hmm. understand what's going on with these characters. But the Avengers movies are good. If for some reason you just came out of a cave or you were Tom Hanks in Castaway and you've been trapped on an island, check those movies out.
Yeah.
They're also on Disney Plus.
Yeah, everything is. My husband thinks I'm going to cancel it.
And Castaway is probably on there too because 20th Century Fox was purchased. Really, everything is on Disney Plus, kids.
Pretty much.
It really is.
So, WandaVision is worth your time. Thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.